Morning, folks. This is Grover or GQ. It's been a couple of days since I've posted anything, and I haven't been in the best spot in the world. But I was chatting to someone last night who went to a lot of trouble to talk me off the proverbial ledge, so to speak. And he made mention of a phrase that youth was wasted on the young. And a piece of prose or song popped into my head that I remember listening to, reading many years ago, that I thought I would narrate, because I can't sing as much as I like to think I can. And so I dug it out this morning because I felt the urge to say something, and hopefully you'll all enjoy listening to my dulcet tones again. The piece of prose or song is called Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen, and it's by Baz Luhrmann. Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2018, wear sunscreen. If I could only give you one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proven by scientists, where the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they have faded. But trust me, in 20 years' time, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine, and don't worry about the future or worry at all, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. Yes, the real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindside you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Oh, that was supposed to be sung. Oh, ignore that bit. Anyway, floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember the compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. And some of the most interesting 47-year-olds still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll dance a divorce at 47, I hope not. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. But whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance, so are everybody else's. Enjoy your body, which I all know you do. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance, even if you've got nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You'll never know when they will be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They are the best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but for the precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Or in my case, London. Live in North California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise, politicians will philander. You too will get old, and when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Oh, respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund, maybe you have a wealthy spouse, but you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 47, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it in a way is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen. Have a good day, folks, and feel free to drop me a line.